two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wearing their team jerseys and headsets, these teenagers are gaming on computers they built themselves at Provo High School. Alex Montano is on the Smash Brothers team.
This is the esports lab that we've been trying so hard to get, and it's amazing.
Matthew Cook plays Rocket League.
Having this lab here is a lot easier now that we don't have to travel.
Provo High was one of 25 winners nationwide to get the equipment from Generation Esports.
We are athletes for the 21st century.
Tori Norman is the esports advisor at Provo High School.
From the very beginning, as I talked and dreamed this idea up with my principal, we decided basketball has a gymnasium, football has their field. We want to have a field where we can play that belongs to us.
Norman continues to dream big. He'd like to see broadcast students be involved in streaming and broadcasting the games. He thinks other classes could use this equipment by crossing their academic subjects with video gaming. And he knows the future of esports is huge across the nation and in college campuses.
Recruiters are watching our local games. If you win the state title, that whole team gets a scholarship that's valid for any college in Utah. That's what we're trying to vie for.
Norman says they've got 35 students on the roster right now. Next year, it could hit 60.
It's amazing to me as we were looking through our rosters and how many of our students are students with different kinds of learning disabilities. How many of our students are on the autism spectrum? So many of these students struggle to feel like they fit in places, struggle to make friends. This is a group of kids that never felt like they fit in anywhere else. And I had a student that approached me. He had a less than 1.0 GPA. He was sloughing most of his classes. He was not on track nor interested in graduating. We created some agreements with him that he had to bring his grades up, and if not, he'd be benched for the competitive season. And in one quarter, one term, he went from less than a 1.0 to a 3.5 GPA. The next year, he started taking concurrent enrollment classes. He graduated and went on to college. And it was all because he wanted to play video games. And we've seen that happen over and over within our organization.
He says it's time to embrace the future.
There's a whole world of careers enveloped around video games. And this computer lab right here is going to help us do that.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.